Hello, and welcome to the Post Credits Podcast, Sterling, Cooper, Draper, Price, Cutler, Gleason, Chaw, and Partners Edition. I am Michael Chase, and I'm here today with Cameron Evans.
That's me.
And Morgan Ludich.
Hi.
And we, like Mad Men, it's a good show, and season 6 just ended on Sunday, so I think we're just going to talk about that and see what happens, because I think if I had been watching Mad Men since the beginning of the season or before it started, we probably would have done something like this almost weekly, because I think it is worth discussing.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's great.
At least on the level of Game of Thrones, and perhaps a little, well, I think it's a better show.
Than Game of Thrones?
Yeah, probably.
I personally enjoy it more.
Yeah. I get more, like, emotionally invested and, like, excited over Game of Thrones because crazier stuff happens,
yes.
Like, just by the nature of it. But the fact that they managed to, like, derive drama around what is largely people sitting around desks and talking, and the level of drama they get out of it is insane.
And people closing doors a lot.
And people closing
and
doors.
And asking for those doors to be closed.
Shut the door.
And to sit down.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm gonna need a drink.
It's pretty good. And, in fact, I actually had not watched a single episode, when season 6 started. But I think it was, like, the actual night it began, I dove in, and over, like, 5 or so weeks, caught up.
It was pretty insane.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. I found it very watchable. I really got into it, and am now a little obsessed. And, yeah, love me some Mad Men. I think it's, like, the funniest show on TV.
Pretty much.
It, like, is the way. Whenever they're funny, it's the greatest.
Yeah. Well,
Campbell this season. Comic genius.
Yeah. So I guess season 6, I mean, mostly should be what we focus on because it is what just happened. I mean, like, what do you guys think of the season, like, as a whole? Just the whole, like, journey everyone took? Like, it was a little, just kind of weird.
Yeah, well, speaking of what Morgan said and what both of you guys said about it just being hilarious, is that I feel like the season, it was like, it definitely fit, like, with the series. Like, I don't object to it, but it felt like there was kind of a significant tonal shift where, like, I feel like Mad Men, in general, used to take itself pretty seriously. Like, it was always kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, like, tone, it took itself pretty seriously. And this season kind of became this, like, almost, like, absurdist, like, tragic comedy. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, so much bizarre things happened and just, like,
yeah.
Just absolutely, like, balls to the wall, hilarious, weird stuff. Like,
yeah, I think now, like, I can definitely say, having watched it in such a compressed time frame, like, yeah, it really, I think it's, like, it's all about how well you know the characters and how well they know the characters, and then, like, once they just know them so well, they can just do whatever they want, and, like, I think it was pointed out on another podcast that just, like, how they're so good at making you, like, gradually over seasons, so you don't even realize it, like, you will come to love characters you hated, you will hate characters you loved, and it's just all a crazy evolution of things, and it's all done really well. I don't know, like this season started, and, like, first couple episodes, I was like, oh, it's about death, which was just, like, which was just weird, because, like, I feel like the whole show is almost, like, about death a lot, or it's, like, very, very strong theme, but, like, I thought season 5 would be the most about death. Or maybe season 4 would be, I don't know, they're both really about death a lot. But then, like, the first 2 episodes of the season just hit you over the head with it so hard. But then it kind of stops.
It's, like, kind of about rebirth a little bit.
But then there's still, like, but then characters are still, like, dealing with death in the finale, but it's just hilarious. Like,
yeah.
I always loved the sea.
That's hilarious.
That, P. Kimmel's Not Getting Lost at Sea, possibly the funniest thing that happens ever.
I can't believe how funny that was.
Only rivaled by P. Campbell falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
P. Campbell getting punched in the face, and P. Campbell and Bob Benson's elevator conversation.
I can't, like,
not great, Bob.
Like, I can't believe, like, that's just the thing, is, like, his evolution over the series. Like, I loathed him so much in the first season. I thought he was the worst. It was like, I was like, oh my, like, when he was like, I knew he wasn't getting fired at the end of the first season, but when he got fired, I'm like, oh, please just be gone. But it's like, now I can't imagine the show without Pete. It's like, he's so essential.
Yeah, no, like, for, I mean, a lot of people have said, like, over the past few seasons that they think Pete has gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always the person that would say, like, not really. I still, like, cringe every time he opens his mouth. And I always thought he was a valuable part of the show. Like, not like that they made a mistake with him. But it's just, like, I found him so unlikable. And then it was really this season that I just started finding him hilarious. Like, every time he would step on screen, I would just, like, want to applaud. Like,
he's like watching Seinfeld.
He's like the Kramer.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 like, Pete's here.
But that's like, because every time he walked in, he would do something insane and ludicrous.
Yeah.
Like, the world would punch him in the face. Like, this season was, like, the lonely ballad of Pete Campbell.
Because it's like, they always, it's like, you never, I don't think you ever feel differently about a character on Mad Men than they want you to feel, do you? Like, very rarely.
Megan.
That's
like,
I was gonna,
like, Matt Weiner wants everyone to like Megan.
I modified very rarely when I remembered Megan existed.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing, is this season I forgot Megan existed. Like, there were so many, like, conspiracy theories about her and, like, what she was doing. And I think it just, like, I honestly think that partly just arose out of, like, Megan's been in this season so little. If she was dead the whole time, would it make a difference? Maybe she's dead the whole time. Like, right?
That was
a little weird.
They were hoping that he was keeping her around for something significantly cooler than just their relationship ending with a whimper. Which I think is, like, very correct and very, like, tonally right in the way the story should have gone, and, like, it should feel like this, like, horrible fatigue that, like, ends them when they, like, started with such, like, excitement and happiness. But I think people were just hoping that something cooler was going to come out of it, like the Sharon Tate stuff and the Sixth Sense stuff.
Yeah, it's just upsetting, I think, because, like, Megan doesn't really, like, have anything to do this season. I think that might be, like, if there's one big flaw in season six, it might be that, like, because, I mean, it's such a character show in every sense, because there's, like, there's no plot. It's just, like, stuff happens. It's, like, they react to stuff and do things. But, like, it's like Megan was in almost every episode, and she was never really doing anything. It was never really about her, which is, like, on the one hand, I could see how that might have been
the
point, but on the other hand, it's like, I don't know, it would have been nice if there had been more of a purpose to her just being around. But I thought there were good, like, it's like, no, Megan's not the one who finds out Don's cheating on her, it's Sally. Like, that was brilliant.
That
was, like, a perfect decision, and Sally was one of the best parts of the season. I'm sure we'll talk about it more, but, like, Megan didn't really have anything to do in place. She was just, like, decided not to be a lesbian once. Like, that...
Yeah,
I agree, because I feel like... I mean, I do think that maybe it was kind of Matt Weiner's intention, but it's just kind of bizarre, because Mad Men is a show that always, like, creates stories from even its most minor characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like even in the early seasons, like, when you first just got to know, like, who Harry Crane was and stuff, they would generate stories about him that were, like, equally as interesting as, you know, Don, stuff like that. And, like, I feel like even, like, when Betty was being given short shrift by Dawn, like, just during their marriage and stuff, they still always gave her storylines.
Yeah,
but with Megan, she didn't really have anything to do at all.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, they can do things with characters with, like, so little time and so little attention. Like, I care more about Dawn, as in the other Dawn, as
Secretary
Dawn, than I did about, like, Megan this season, and she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
She's, like,
nice and cool.
She was nice.
Because I honestly think, like, watching, like, a lot, there was a lot of intention, it felt like, at least to me, to, like, isn't this sad what's happened to Megan and Don? Like, but maybe even more specifically, maybe Megan. Like, Megan was very nice and, like, happy when we met her, and, like, she went to Disneyland with Don, and we all, like, thought things were going to work out for, like, 2 seconds. And look how sad she is now. That would have been great if that was the effect that we achieved, and, like, he made me feel for Megan this season, and, like, her estrangement with Don seemed to hurt her more than it did, because she kind of just threw herself into her work and, like, hid it from him, and therefore mostly from us as the audience, since we see most things through Don's eyes. Like, especially where Megan's concerned. So, I think if this marriage had ended with you having a similar investment in Megan that you have in Don, then that would have been like, wow, look at these two people who I like who really just can't make it work and shouldn't be together. That sucks. As opposed to, like, glad we dropped the dead story weight, like, which I kind of felt like when he was like, when Megan was like, I'm leaving. I'm like, good, more Peggy time.
It's more just like, I think, like, the season shows, I mean, every season shows, but it's like, Don's the worst.
Yeah.
And, like, every way, just, like, he shouldn't be in your life at all, because he's not, like, who has he had a positive effect on, actually? Like, maybe Peggy for a while.
Yeah, like, Anna Draper, I think. It's like, maybe,
yes,
like, the only pure
yes, but, like, she helped him, and, like, he had nothing to do with her. It's like,
No, it's especially this
Anna
season.
Anna Draper's, like, surrogate daughter.
Yeah, it's
nice
like, any, it's like, anytime, it's like, anytime he does, like, anytime there's, like, an exchange of, like, necessary human, like, affection or compassion or, like, trust or anything, it just, like, collapses.
Yeah, and the most, like, successful examples of those kind of connections are always with strangers, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
I love, like, episodes where Don just, like, talks to a random stranger at 3 a.m, like, in the hotel bar in the premiere, just stuff like that. It's, like, it's an interesting thing about Don's character.
Himself more than around the people he has this like complex mythology.
Well, he until the finale,
until the
which I think was
Hrushibar-Hortar.
I mean, easily the highlight of that episode.
Yeah,
I mean, like that's like what like what's a better like pitch, the wheel or like that? I mean,
oh,
yeah, I mean they're kind of like on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Like
amazing.
I mean, just like he, yeah, it was just like it was just pure Dick Whitman.
Yeah,
in the room, which is just like, and it was so sad too because it's like Don working so hard to like keep that part of his life hidden, and it's like, well, maybe it would be good if he just like was honest about who he really was, maybe. And it's like, no, it's not good at all. It like totally, he was totally right to hide that forever because the one time, okay, to be fair, he like picked a really bad time.
Yeah.
The literal worst time.
Pretty much. Like, and to also be fair, if he'd done that without doing the, like, 30 other shitty things he did to the company, like, all year.
Maybe everyone would have been okay, but no, he, like, had the merger and then immediately, like, turned against Ted.
Yeah.
He dropped Jaguar. He, like, I mean, you could argue that he maybe alienated Peggy enough that she left. Like, Don Draper has not been a great employee this season.
No, that's what's great, is, like, the things that you feel about Mad Men, it's like you almost, you feel them, and then you don't necessarily know where they're going, and then they, like, it, like, obviously then matters.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's rivalry, and they're teaming up, and it's like, where is this, and then it's like, what if we merge? And you're like, oh my god, of course that's what's happening now, of course. And it's like, wow, Don's been so shitty all season, like, you can just get away with anything, I guess. Why do that's so funny that they don't care how shitty Don is, and then it's like, you're fired, Don, oh,
like,
of course they would do that. And like, of course, why wouldn't they fire him for being so shitty?
I loved it too, because it was really just like, Don has done all this stuff before, but it just got so much worse this season, and it was just kind of nice, like, it was interesting, because like, he's still, like, Don Drapering all the time, but everyone's just kind
of
slowly, like, realizing, like, this is, like, Don Draper is kind
of
shitty. Like, he should not keep doing these things. Like, let's just stop putting up with this. Like,
I think maybe the biggest was just, like, that was so clear that he was, like, it was on a new level of shittiness was when he told Ted, like, I'm just not doing, like, stuff anymore. Like, bring stuff to me and I'll, like, say things.
I couldn't even, like... That's just, you can't do that in a business. I remember being like, I'm just not, he literally says, I'm not going to work anymore. You can show me stuff if you want.
And I'll maybe say some things. Because I won that award once.
Yeah. Remember that Clio I have? And then like, and left. I literally was like, you can't even, not even Don Draper can do that. And then we prove that no, he cannot.
Like he's doing less for the company than Roger at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, Roger.
Yeah.
But Roger's, like, trying.
Roger does not actively hurt anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
Yes. Yeah. What I kind of liked, too, about the, just a minor moment of the Hershey's pitch that I liked, was that afterward, when Roger comes up and asks him, like, is any of that true? That just, like, really kind of brought that home for me, because it's like, Roger and Don, like, bros for life, and Roger doesn't know anything about him either.
Yeah.
Like,
no one knows anything about him.
Yeah.
And it's like, the only reason he, like, asked if it was true is because, like, well, that was so shitty, that must have, like, that it's like, he would, if, like, he just, like, got that, like, well, do you think any of this is real about Don Draper? And he would be like, no, that doesn't sound like Don at all.
Yeah.
But, like, he's like, what? Like, for you to say that crazy shit, it had to have, like, happened, right? Like, otherwise, why?
Yeah.
The part, like, oh, God, that was just the most, like, well-written thing I'd ever heard. The part where he says, with great ceremony... That he ate the candy bar in a great ceremony. I'm just like, oh.
Him choking out that made him feel like a normal kid was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Like, that
was,
hurt
it just,
quite a bit.
Yeah.
God, what a great scene.
But yeah, I like that in the firing scene, Roger seems the least okay with it, and like the most solemn.
Yeah.
I like when he just says, like, imagine this from our perspective. And it's just so sad to do it.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's all because you also just know he's thinking, like, wow, a few years ago you asked me to guess who would get fired for being useless to the company.
Would not be.
Would it be me or Don? I would not have suspected. And Bert Cooper, man, still there.
Bert Cooper, still getting it done. Whatever it is
he
does.
He has to show up for really important scenes, like three
times. And, like, bring the hammer down and just be like, no, I'm the boss, this is how it works, and then leave to his, like,
I don't think I've loved anything more like, first season Bert Cooper, when it's, like, he's still the most powerful and is, like, still a little mythic. It's, like, whenever he's, like, you know, people go to see him or he's, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Like, he tattles.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like,
oh, my God.
Bert's like, I don't give a fuck. And it's amazing.
Who cares?
With all respect, who who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was that. Yeah, that was a heck of a finale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did we think of Peggy?
I thought she had a good arc, just because it was kind of nice to see. Like, last season kind of ended with her finally doing something for herself and trying to make some progress after Dawn has, like, held her down for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that everything is just still the same and everything is always shitty for women.
Yeah,
like,
and that she found a new Dawn. And, like, the thing is, it's she learned this season, don't hitch yourself to a bad wagon, like, which was last season. And then this season's don't hitch yourself to any wagon.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to do this, it's got to be just you. And that includes, like, Abe and maybe, to an extent, Stan. And it definitely includes Ted. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think this is her being like, it's like all independent or not independent because
yeah.
everyone in my life keeps
screwing
me.
I think of like all the characters, Peggy's like the most poised, like, and I don't, I'd be shocked if this was not, if it did not end with like triumphant Peggy,
yeah.
like owning the fucking ad world by the end, like by the end of next season. I mean, right?
So
I hope. Yeah, that seems
like,
it's
like
the
what,
thing to
what, like, I don't understand what else could possibly happen, because the point is, like, everything's so shitty to her all the time, but, like, she's still succeeding, and she's still good, and she still, like, deserves it.
She's a trooper, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, she's the greatest.
Yeah.
And she, like, yeah, I mean, she'll stab anyone in her way.
Yeah, which is so great.
Another one of, like, there were, like, because Batman has a lot of, like, Batman's had plenty of surreal moments, but, I mean, there's, like, the lawnmowers, like, the first really big one. But, like, I think this season had, like, two or three that I was just like, I was literally like, did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, am I actually watching something that's happening? And like her,
all of
when
the
she
crash.
Stabs, hey, like I was just like, is she gonna wake up in like the next second?
Yeah.
Is he dead? Like, I don't even know. And then just like petrified for the whole like next scene. And then the scene ends and we're like, well, I guess that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for one horrible second I was like, oh my god, Peggy hide the body. Like, we gotta get rolling, we gotta do this. Like, I was very worried.
Yeah, speaking of surreal moments, we should talk about the Speed episode.
The crash, yeah.
The so good.
The tap dancing episode.
I mean, that's the thing, like, that was a very divisive episode, but I think we're all very firmly on the, it was the best episode of Mad Men ever,
Oh, yeah,
that
was
amazing.
So amazing.
It's like, it is all the surreal, crazy shit we like about the show, and I mean, maybe, like, I can't even, like, confidently say that if that's what it was every episode, we would, like, not like it, because we might.
Yeah.
But, like, I think for one episode to have that happen, just perfection.
Yeah,
I just,
yeah.
Yeah, sure, have everyone do Speed. It's the 60s, they're reacting to society, whatever, it's all good, do it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so great. I love that, like, Peggy doesn't do it, but she does get pretty drunk and, like, hangs out with all of them, and, like, hi, Don Draper, this is the greatest. I have to be in the room. There's something important. The timbre of my voice is equally as important as the content. And, like, everything he said was
everything you're saying with, like, all the such confidence, and just, like, you hear the complete bullshit.
Yeah.
And then just the great little code of, like, oh, like, was it Ted who comes in?
Yeah.
And it's like, this is all, like, gibberish. None of this is making this useful.
Yeah.
And isn't it, like, doesn't Roger get the injection and then we never see him again? I imagine
oh
that he
God.
Had the greatest day.
Yeah,
just
seriously.
Chilled by himself and had an awesome time. And no Joan and Bob Benson also. Like, they're too classy for it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see Pete on Speed, though, so bad.
That would
be
amazing.
Such a wet blanket on Speed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
maybe. Be like, you guys, come on Speed over here. Stop being so loud.
But then, oh my god, when he smokes pot.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That, like, just the, like, the close up on him and just whatever music
Chilling
that
back
was.
There. Oh,
just like Pete
god.
Campbell not giving a fuck, and it was beautiful.
It was hysterical.
That's
one of,
like,
the greatest endings to that episode. It was so good.
That's, like, one of the best examples for my, like, not serious theory, but, like, my kind of theory that Matt Weiner just, like, took the season and was like, okay, we need one amazing GIF per episode. Like, this will be the one. That's how, like, it felt, like, looking at everything on Tumblr and just, like, watching each episode, like, every week.
Like there's the GIF.
There's always something amazingly hilarious that you could just watch, like, a million times. Like, yeah.
Like, Pete Fong Monsters.
I mean, that was the apex. There's
Draper!
When he runs down, it's so great.
And, like, I almost, like, at first I thought, like, I saw that and I'm like, oh my god, they put those stairs there, and then, like, they immediately thought, oh, we need to have Pete fall down these stairs. But no, they thought, you know what we need to have happen? We need to have Pete fall down some stairs. Let's build some office with stairs in it.
Yeah.
And then, like, a season that'll happen.
Oh, it made me so happy.
so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just everything. And, like, I don't know, if you want to go, like, character by character.
More or less, I mean, I think
stuff.
That's a good way
yeah.
to do it.
I mean, I love Joan. I'm such a big Joan fan. And, like, dealing with, like, I like her, you know, I really enjoy, like, her being in a position of power with being a partner. But all the like, blowback from Jaguar with her was really hard to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, Harry being an asshole to her and just, like, so many people knowing and what that was like for her. Because it wasn't like that was what she wanted.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that was pretty hard.
Yeah, Joan this season didn't have, like, that much. Like, I wanted more
I want. I
love
yeah. Joan, so.
It's true.
I do love, I think she's the first one in the season, maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, to call out Don on his, like, on his shitty behavior.
I think so, yeah.
After he dumps Jaguar, and she just...
Unless Peggy said something I'm forgetting at some point, but,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
She's just
but
like,
no,
hey,
that was pretty early
I
early.
Could have dealt with Jaguar, you could have dealt with
mm-hmm.
him. Which at the time, like, he and Joan had such a solid, like, relationship, because Don had been, it was the only one of the partners who flat out said no,
mm-hmm.
and flat out said he wouldn't be involved. So I do think there was a really great, like, bond between the two of them. And then he ruined it, like he does his relationships with
yeah.
everyone.
He didn't realize he was doing it, because he doesn't care about
yeah.
anything.
And, like, thought he was being the knight in shining
yeah.
armor, too. Like, are you thankful that I did this? And she's like, no.
It's like it never mattered now.
It's like it didn't matter that you had to do that, which was pretty terrible. And I also like the stuff with her and Roger, because I think
mm-hmm.
Roger's arc was a big, like, I think his was the most to do with, like, death and legacy.
Yeah. yeah.
So it was like, well, are people going to care when I'm dead? Is the way to make people care that are dead, like, being good at business? Is it, like, caring for my kids? Or
is it doing more LSD?
Is it doing more LSD? Probably. Or is it, like, investing in, like, Joan and this, like, possible family thing there? And I liked, like, her saying that she let him into her life. And let him into the kid's life, but not hers. Which is going to get super messy and crazy next
yeah. week. Yeah. I kind of wish we had seen more about that account she was landing.
Yeah.
yeah.
And in an interview, Matt Weiner said she got it, and he thought you were just supposed to infer that.
I don't know why he thought that.
Yeah.
BS. Like, him, like, you could just be like, yeah, she got it. Like, a poster. You didn't get that? No, Matt Weiner, I didn't.
Oh,
make
I
me
was...
feel bad.
yeah.
Because, like, her big triumph of the season was, like, off-screen. Like,
yeah, it like, kind of, yeah, it makes me kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
She's the greatest.
But good for her that happened, I guess. Let's see more of that triumph
yeah.
next year in Mad Men.
Yeah. I mean, now that so many people are moving to California.
Yeah.
I hope we get to see the California office. Poor Stan.
Yeah.
Stan just wanted to go out to California.
Mm-hmm.
Make a fresh start. And they didn't let him. Boo.
He's like, I need a fresh start, and they're like, you need a fucking fresh start.
They're like, oh, Stan.
No, it was actually just like a good idea that he was like ambitious about.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know Stan wanted things. I thought he just wanted to be Stan. Like, that's like
Stan is secretly like one of the best characters on the
entire
show.
So
like,
great. This season was a great season for Stan. Like, his
yeah.
friendship with Peggy was like awesome. And his beard is the greatest.
Stan's beard is the best character.
Yes.
Can we talk about, of all the brand new haircuts and hairstyles and facial hair of season 6? Because you know you enter into season 6 and suddenly everyone
yeah.
had like a different, sometimes horrific new hairstyle. I'll say it. Stan's beard is the best.
Yes.
It's true.
So good.
Oh, God. Ginsburg's hair is the worst.
Ginsburg didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, being positioned as a thing.
I did, too.
Yeah.
He had that one freak out, like, with Bob Benson, and that's kind of like, is
yeah.
that, like, hinting at something? And they're like, nope, he's not in the rest of the season.
No,
but yeah, that was so, he was such a big part of things. When he was introduced, it seemed, there was so
yeah.
much about him that seemed
Don
interesting.
Right? Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
I really hope we get more of him in the final season.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was like the wunderkind, I thought, where he was like really seeing how things were going and was just really good at his job and stuff. But I guess he is good at his job and not
and
much
else.
And then
we don't have to look at it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Ken a lot this season. Like, Ken's
Ken and
the
Chevy.
Head. Like, Ken, another character I don't think I cared about until like maybe... Oh, like season 5-ish. I don't know. I really don't. I just like it went from like I didn't care about him at all at Sterling Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really care when he was like coming back. Maybe the second episode about him writing.
Yeah, he's like I've always really liked
more like
him.
Is it like Peggy he's like shares his writing?
Yeah.
Probably like that episode.
Yeah.
I would say. And then like since then. And then he's like just kind of becomes like the sweetest and like nice, and is just like kind of gets shot in the face.
Oh god, that was so
in another did that just happen is Ken dead
is
moment.
Ken now dead? Because like this show doesn't mess around.
And in retrospect, like, no, of course Ken wasn't killed there. But the show would kill Ken there.
Yeah,
they've never done that, but like it's not that I'm not going to say they never would do something like that.
I mean, they killed Blankenship at her desk, like,
at the drop
of a hat, which is the greatest.
Yeah.
I miss Ida Blankenship.
Yeah. Pete's mom died at sea in a telegram, so, like, anything,
That's just, like, so absurd and surreal and just weird. I love that.
It's like,
who dies at sea?
Yeah.
What is that? And it's like, just like, I love that it's like in the past, so it's like, what happened back in the 60s when you died at sea? Well, they sent you a telegram informing you that we're sorry to inform you that she died at sea.
I love the secretary being like, Mr. Campbell, you have a telegram. Well, open it. Like, he's the worst. And then she reads it and just starts crying. She is the saddest about this woman's death.
Yeah.
I thought
Pete's brother would care more.
The conversation with him and his brother is the greatest. She's in the water now. With father.
It's like, they're just like, it's like, yeah, they're trying to find, like, this, any kind of, like, justifiable meaning so that they can, like, justifiably just say it's all right and, like, get... And, like, fake cathartic. Like, they don't feel anything about it. But it's like, if I say something mildly poignant here, can I fake enough catharsis to make it seem like I am successfully coping with what
so
is
I
a
can,
ridiculous
like,
thing
tonight?
That happened to my mother, who was so completely gone in terms of Alzheimer's that, like, she wasn't even, like, my mother anymore. It takes a very easy tonal shift to make that the most tragic storyline of the season.
Yes! Oh my god.
Seriously.
Like, that's all... But instead, it's amazing and just really funny. And instead, she's just, like, talking to Peggy and, like, saying hilarious things to Peggy and, like, asking about her and Pete's kid and stuff like that. We didn't talk about, like, early this season, but, like, Trudy just laying the fucking smack down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's go back to Trudy. What a queen. That speech where they're like, if you so much as, like, unzip your fly within a, like, 10-block radius, I will destroy you. That was pretty awesome.
Good.
You know what I've actually realized is that her whole thing that she says to Pete in the finale about, like, him being free and stuff, like, is Pete, who's, like, trying the least to be, like, Don... Now is, like, in that position of, like, you've shed all your attachments and must start anew. It's, like, everyone's kind of... It's, like, Don like, destroys his life to get that repeatedly.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Pete just, like, stumbled into it and had it, like, done to him. I mean, like, a lot of it's his own fault.
Yeah.
But it never was he, like, I will shed all my attachments.
And he's never been, like, I'm gonna alienate... I feel like his alienation to everyone who could possibly care about him has been less direct than
Don. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Pete's never, like, I need to start fresh. It's always like, I want this specific thing and how I will act at this specific thing.
Yeah.
I will get this gun from this store. I will not threaten Bob Benson anymore.
And then take it back immediately.
And then take it back immediately.
Which was like...
God, so funny.
That was kind of interesting, because I feel like the season was all about, like, people's ability or inability to change. Mm. And then Pete kind of almost gets there, and then he changes his mind and just destroys his life a little more, like...
I mean, you're talking about Bob Benson.
The story
of Bob Benson. What a cool... Yeah, I really enjoyed the, like, that piece of
mystery. That was splendid. Like, I think, you know, the way it ended up was all great. I mean, like, ended up this season at least was all great. But, like, my favorite Bob Benson stuff by far was the, like, the period between when we realized, wait, they're clearly doing something with Bob Benson, right?
Yeah.
And before, like, the last couple episodes or last two or three where it's, like, they started, like, telling, like, showing you, like, he's, like, Don, kind of, in a way... And, like, is lying about all this stuff. But, like, and Matt Weiner's just screwing with you. That was so good.
To the motivational record.
The motivational record.
Is like,
and when,
like, who is this guy? Like, he's gonna
And Jim
everyone.
Cutler saying, like, why are you always down here?
I liked
Cutler a lot.
He was great.
He had, like, very, like, little specifically to do. But, like, I mean, I love Harry Hamlin from, like, Veronica Mars and stuff. So it's just, like, cool to see him now at The Office and being cool and bringing in a guy to give everyone speed.
Yeah.
So great.
The Bob Benson plotline is definitely, like, some of the most fun I've ever had speculating about a TV show.
I know.
Just because every time he's on screen, I just freaked out. I was like, who are you? Like, tell me who you are. Like, you are not a normal person. Like, and I'm really glad, too, that they
I'm really glad how they handled it, because I was a little afraid too. Like, I loved, like, thinking about all the crazy things that might happen with him.
I didn't want to be anything insane.
Yeah, I was a little worried, though. I didn't want it to be, like, he was not really a character. He was just someone who was set up throughout the season to cause something, like, crazy to happen.
Right, he just, like, murders someone and disappears or something.
Yeah, so I'm glad that they actually kind of set up an interesting character that could generate more interesting stories, like, with Bob Benson, and not just made him, like, some crazy finale surprise.
Also,
like,
the one who reveals what's up with Bob Benson is Duck, who is also a character who, like, starts off, and then you're gradually like, wait, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
bringing in Don's replacement, because he's a headhunter now.
Oh, yeah.
Duck.
Yeah.
Duck's the worst.
He's so... Like, that's the thing, is, like... Oh, like, it's very, like, a lot, like, characters go through many changes in Mad Men, but unless we're talking about, like, Sal, unfortunately, they find ways to keep coming back.
Yeah.
Like, Duck keeps fucking, I'm like, so many times I'm like, and that's the last time we ever see Duck, right? And we're like, that's the, no. With the most recent episode, that Duck. You can't get rid of him.
You can't kill him.
They often come back in, like, the ways you least expect.
Yeah.
It's just, like, just delightfully surprising. Like, especially, Kinsey's, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He appears in season 5.
We could see him again next year if we're in California. Like,
yeah.
We could get, like, a little bit... I don't necessarily want to, but, like, we could.
I mean, us seeing Danny Strong...
That was nuts.
...in
that was
L.A.
great.
In a dashiki... was, like, the greatest in the world. I mean, like, I'm pretty successful in Hollywood now. That was amazing.
And he punched Roger in the balls.
Yeah. Danny Strong, the cure for the common Hollywood. I rewatched his episode. I rewatched the Cure for the Common Breakfast episode the other day.
Oh, yeah.
With the Cleo's pitch, where Don's just, like, drunkenly like, I got this! And I'm like, how are you not fired now?
Oh, he's spitting out, like, catchphrase after catchphrase.
That's
hysterical.
And he's super drunk.
That one's,
like,
brutal a little bit, yeah.
That one hurts.
Yeah, it does. It's like watching Don be, like, so eager and, like, nothing. Oh.
Him just, like, fucking things up in the boardroom is amazing. Like, him, like, being an asshole to the guy from Jaguar in that boardroom was the greatest.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, why don't we just send out mailers? And, like, when he was just looking, like, just, like, playing the idiot, it was like, I don't know, like, maybe we just don't do any more TV spots. And, like, the Jaguar guys are just staring at him like, this is a horrible idea. And he's like, I loved it.
When Don pretends to be shitty at his job, it's just amazing.
Oh, he's so great. I mean, it's as great as John Hamm saying, I love puppies.
Yeah.
Which is another beautiful moment of this season.
I think they really, like, took a lot of effort to make comedy from, like, subverting Don's persona. And, like, just for, like, not, like, as a season theme. Well, I mean, yeah, they did, because he really changed over the season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, also just for little, very specific comedic moments for no other purpose.
When he cries like a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, like, exactly how you're feeling about Don Draper. And I'm like, stop being such a baby. And he's like,
and then Joan.
Oh, with the soup.
Pulse.
Anybody want a bowl of soup?
And Joan became my grandmother.
Yeah.
So good. We should probably talk about Sally.
Jeez. Sally and the,
like,
Mean Girls.
A highlight, definitely, of the season. Like, I don't know if it, like, maybe the strongest part. I don't know. I really loved Sally.
Yeah, the moment.
Season.
Her finding,
like,
out was an awesome moment.
Her finding out was amazing. Her going to the boarding school is so good.
Yes, that
terrible.
Episode.
Yeah.
My God.
Glenn, the return of Glenn.
That's, yeah.
We
that's
were
that's
all waiting, you
yeah.
know?
That's like, that's, he's the Kramer, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or maybe if there's, like, a, whichever is, like, the most beloved Seinfeld guest star, I don't know. But, like,
he's
the
Newman.
He's the Newman.
He's so the Newman.
isn't Duck the Newman?
Oh, Duck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
actually, yeah, I agree with that.
We'll find out.
We'll make sure you know. Because, like, Peggy's the most Elaine ever. It's like,
she's the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh my God, every time Glenn shows up, it the point where I was laughing every time he was on screen, it's been that way with Glenn for, like, ages.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he shows up, I'm like,
Don's actually George and Roger is Jerry.
This is a complicated
version. Yeah, okay.
All right.
I got
that's
okay.
how I think that's how I view it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe a little
gosh.
Bit.
Yeah, like... Glenn, when she showed up to the boarding school, and I was like, okay, so this is gonna be, like, an episode, I guess, like, a coming of age thing, and the girls just, like, turned and were like, you could have at least got us a bottle. I was like, oh my God, it's Mean Girls. We're doing a Mean Girls. We're doing a Mean Girls, guys. I was so excited, and it was, great. I loved Glenn's sidekick.
What was
Rolo?
It? Rolo. Yes. Oh my god, Rolo was amazing.
He had like a reason for his nickname, but then they were like, also he's just really good at rolling joints. I was like, oh, Rolo's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
Like, everything, I think everything about Rolo was probably perfect. Like,
yeah,
that's,
that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, Glenn beating the shit out of
him. Glenn beating the shit out of him was awesome. Just, like, yeah, her, I mean, like, her being the one person that Don, like, really cares about, and I think, like, really cares about, like, how he's perceived by her, and him just ruining that. Was pretty sad. Like, he had, like, John Hamm played that moment really well, where the elevator just, like, doesn't know what to do, because we're so used to, like, smooth as hell Don Draper, and, like, him...
Don fucks up and destroys shit all the time, and, like, ruins relationships, and he's always just like, oh, I guess I ruined that relationship, I guess I destroyed that person or that company or whatever.
Drink, light cigarette.
I'm gonna go take a nap and go disappear for a week or something.
Bang secretary sleeps on couch.
But here he was like, fuck, that he cared that he did that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that conversation through that door was pretty, and like the whole like doorway motif in the that season was kind of cool. Like, but him like them talking through the door, and then later when she calls that back when she's on the phone with him, and she's like, "Why don't you just tell them what I saw?"
Yeah,
yes.
Because she knows, because she's just been like, you know, like you have disregarded my opinion and my feelings so well. The only story that matters to you is yours. So.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off, which was pretty sad. But I hope that ending meant there's some like happy times.
Yeah, that was another just crazy surreal moment for me. And not crazy surreal, but like Don just being like, "Here's where I grew up, kids." It's just like so. Like, what are they thinking? Like, I mean, I guess what's Sally thinking? Because they have that look. There's so much there. Mm. I almost thought it was a kind of reconciliatory.
I think it was a look. I think it was recognition.
Yeah.
It was like,
okay, maybe
there's more to you than I thought, or maybe you're opening up in a way that I didn't think you could with me, and I appreciate that for what it is.
I think Matt Weiner said something like, "Some of us never get to that point with our parents of like that look." I guess
Yeah,
I don't know. And Betty.
Oh, she was great.
She was really good. Like, I liked Betty more this season than the past. Like, anytime since like the first, maybe. Sympathy wise.
Yeah, I actually had a lot of sympathy for her in the first season.
Yeah,
and
yeah
she slowly just
season,
like became a very angry and unlikable character.
I was so annoyed with her though. Like the in the second episode where her like storyline is that her hands don't work. I was like, oh, that's so stupid. And just because I don't think January Jones is that great of an actress.
Oh, she's not.
She could not.
But she's
play,
a perfect Betty. I think
she could not play the hands not working moments at all. So as just a viewer, I was straight up confused when she was in her car. I was just like, huh? What? And then, like, the car crashed, and I was like, you could have very easily prevented that. I don't know what's going on. And later she was like, do you ever have that thing where your hands don't work? And I was like, no, Betty, that's just you. but the end of, like, him listening under therapy was pretty horrible.
Yeah.
So I definitely felt for her then. And, like, at times throughout the series, but, like, I think Fat Betty was a big, big step in my, like, feeling bad for her. Because that is her one thing she has going for her, and taking that away was pretty sick.
When she walks in with, like, the dark hair at the end of that episode, it's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Her going to Weight Watchers last season was also pretty sad. Mm-hmm. Like, her just, like, feeling
but, like,
common was, like, very sad.
Yeah, but I think the point was, like, you know, this season Don's just completely imploding. So, like, what to better, like, set against that than Betty doing fine?
They do great without him.
Yeah.
But also, like, them becoming kind of friends.
Yeah, actually, that was true, yeah.
Their phone conversation in this last episode was really nice.
It's like I think, like, the bitterness kind of sort of started to dissolve between them, and then they had sex.
I think she leveled with, I like her leveling him and being like, please, can you pick him up? I don't want to explain this to my mother-in-law, and I'm worried about our kid. Like, that just felt very genuine, and it felt like, it was like, for the first time this season, I think, like, a lot of her stories were not just her caring about herself.
Yeah.
They were, like, maybe, like, her caring about, like, what her new look meant to her husband's image. Like, her caring about, like, is Sally okay? Like, can me and Don, like, fix whatever is going on with us now.
And when
that was really nice.
When she says to Dawn that that about Megan, that she doesn't know that loving you is the
worst
way
to
get to
you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was really sad.
Yeah, that's just oh wow. So how many? So she knows Dawn.
Yeah.
And who else knows?
Who knows? Pete knows some facts.
Pete knows about Dawn. A lot of people know about Dawn.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Peggy
knows Dawn.
Knows Dawn.
Yeah. Betty's might be the most, though.
I think
that
scene when they were in bed together, she just demonstrated so much understanding of every facet of him. It actually, I hadn't even really thought about it until that scene. Oh, wow, you actually are pretty much, one of the only people who completely knows Dawn, Dick Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely say her, Peggy's pretty close. But that's it. No one, and even Peggy doesn't know any specifics.
Mm-hmm.
She just could anticipate his feelings and what he would do in
mm-hmm.
situations.
Yeah,
but that's it.
If you combine Pete and Peggy, then you have a person who knows.
Then you have their kid.
I've always loved all the moments throughout the series, though, where Peggy gets into all of a sudden learns something about Dawn in a surprising way, when she picks him up from jail that one time. And so all those just situations where they're just kind of brought together for these kind of secret things, and neither of them can talk about again.
Yeah, I love when he visits her in the hospital. I really love that scene. He's this didn't happen. It will show you how much this.
And then and then Peggy had the decency not to hang herself. How many times has Dawn tried to impart the hobo code to other people? He did it to his brother, to Lane, to Peggy. Who? Anyone else? Because we're at a pretty that's a failure, right? That's 2/3 hangings.
Yeah, that's not good stats.
Oh,
yeah.
You better not hang yourself, or I'm out.
Probably won't. I don't think that's where they're going with Peggy. I
don't think so. Yeah.
I'm afraid.
What do you guys want to see in the last season, though?
Ooh.
Rise of Peggy, definitely.
Yeah.
Rise of Peggy, a lot of Joan. I want to see...
I want to see Roger prove himself again.
Yeah, I want to see Roger find happiness.
Yeah.
That would be a thing. Because, he's genuine, happiness and not, the weird stuff that he has instead.
Yeah.
Where he, is just awesome.
Yeah.
But, be awesome and, happy.
Yeah.
I want Pete Campbell to find some kind of, not even happiness.
Not even
like
just
peace.
Something.
Some
kind of, contentment.
Contentment within himself.
Yeah.
Because that's all he's gonna have.
He's good at what he does. And
he's
like,
really good. I think California will be a really good place.
Something that does not make him, react in that indignant and, haughty way that he always reacts to everything.
That's hilarious.
Something that he can, be genuine about. That's what I want for Pete. I want something genuine for Pete.
Yeah.
I want Peggy.
I want civil rights for Dawn.
Yeah, civil rights for Secretary Dawn.
Yes. I want Bert Cooper to be on the moon. I want him to be on the moon.
I want Ken to tap dance.
I want a moon landing episode, and I want a Woodstock episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can the finale be them at Woodstock? They all go to Woodstock. I'm not gonna lie, I was really bored at work, and I was there were three things I was juggling in my mind to do, and one of them was start writing the Mad Men Woodstock episode. But then I was you can't write Mad Men.
It's
so
hard.
So
but if you guys want to watch it, write the Mad Men Woodstock episode. Oh god. But this is a good question. This is a good line of thought. I want Sally to not be the most fucked up person who's ever lived.
Yeah.
She might be. She's gonna be a badass no matter what. She's she's already a badass
she's
at 14.
But I don't want her to become a Dawn.
I don't want her to be Dawn. I don't want her horrible family to have ruined her life.
Yeah.
I want her to be an awesome Peggy Joan hybrid.
Yeah.
With the best parts of Dawn thrown in.
Yeah.
That's what I want for her.
That'd be sweet. I want Harry Crane to die in a fire.
To die in such a big fire.
I don't really think he was the sweetest in the first season.
I used to love him.
When he apologized for having sex with that secretary, and I was the culture here. It's not your fault.
He's such a shit now. He's such a. And I love this that it's on that Tumblr. They pointed out it's Lego person hair. It's the hair of a Lego person.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah, he's the stuff he said to Joe this season. like, made me see red. I was
yeah.
so
yeah.
mad.
Yes, yes.
Pretty much doing anything mean to Joan automatically puts you on the no-no list.
Like, you're out of here.
I want one final mind-blowing Glenn moment, like one
yeah.
Glenn scene.
I want Glenn to, like, become the new Messiah.
Yeah. Betty's kind of where I want her, actually.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
And I'd be fine never seeing Megan again.
Yeah,
I'd actually be happy seeing
Yeah, we don't really need to, I feel like.
We could, like, see Megan in the background on, like, a TV screen.
Yeah,
something.
I'd
That'd
love her
cool.
to be, like, famous and successful. And
yeah.
But I like the idea of her and Don, like, stay unfixed.
Yeah.
And, like, stay bad and horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to, and he, like, learns from it, where he's like, wow, like, objectively, Megan was a good person,
yeah.
and I did terrible things.
Yeah.
Objectively, I've ruined everyone's
yeah.
lives.
And I want Bert Cooper to happily retire, maybe.
Yeah.
Or like to not die. Just to,
yeah.
I don't
know
if
he's gonna die.
It's like every season. I'm like, what if Bert Cooper is gonna die this
yeah.
time, and he doesn't, and that'd be good. And I don't know. Do I want Don to jump off the roof of SCMP? Like, I, you know.
That's a good question, because like
it immediately makes it really hard to not spoil for
yeah.
anyone in the future.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like, how's it end? Well, just watch the credits. Ha 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 ha. I mean, not really. I'm kidding. Don't think about what I just said.
I want, now that we're like getting the inklings of like redemption, which I know we've gotten before, I really
yeah.
want him to turn it around this time.
Yeah,
I think it's like too obvious if that's how it ends. I think like Matt Weiner wouldn't like be that obvious, would he?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Don, like the whole series has been so much about Don's like issues that like I'm not sure if it's gonna end with him resolving everything, because that kind
of
seems like the angst
that
of the character.
Of course, Don doesn't change.
Yeah.
No, I would like him to reach a more comfortable place at least.
Yeah.
I could, but like, there's no place for Don that I'd really be shocked about him like ending it. I could see him.
Yeah.
I could see him like leaving everything and like choosing a new name or something. Like.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh, what if he chose like yeah, a second
like,
new identity? Day,
yeah.
Like kills
Don
Draper.
Like that could happen.
That would be interesting.
That'd be cool.
But
speaking of like Matt Weiner not doing the obvious thing, like he does sometimes. Like if you remember, like with Bob Benson, like we were all wondering who the hell he was. Ginsburg literally says, "Are you a homo?" Like Ginsburg guesses. Like
yeah.
he says it before.
Yeah.
He clearly is like, yeah, this is the thing that Bob Benson's hiding. It is.
But there was like more than that.
Yeah,
there
was
more than that.
Part of it.
That was like causing
like,
misdirection almost.
Yeah.
It happened.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes he can go with the obvious choice because he knows that we're all like freaking out about.
Yeah, I mean he's just telling a story. He's just like doing to his character. He's just like, having his characters do what they do and
yeah.
like put them in situations and having them kind of express the times, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one past character that I really do think we need to see back for the final season, is Sal.
That'd be amazing.
Because he was just dumped so, like, unceremoniously, and everyone else has
like,
kind of got a little bit of a swan song
yeah.
that was kind of amusing.
But, like, that was the... But I feel like there was so much of, like, that being the point to it.
Yeah.
It was,
but
it still makes... I still really
yeah,
want to see
so
him one
sad.
More time.
Yeah, I
want
to see him.
One more Sal would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He would be gone in season 2 or 3.
I think
it's 3.
3? Okay.
Yeah. Strike guy going after it. That's the worst. Wait, there was a callback to that when Roger said that he let the guy from Lucky Strike like hold his balls or something in one of these episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hilarious. I was like, oh, I guess you had to work to keep Lucky
Strike. That was actually great. That was yeah, that was
so funny. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what else? There's so much stuff.
Of course.
Every season of Mad Men's of treasure.
Yeah.
But yeah,
what do you want Pete to fall at down next?
What do I want
Pete
to fall at? I want him to fall off a horse next.
Yeah.
I think that'd be... Imagine like, him triumphantly riding up on a horse and like
yeah.
yelling at
Dripper!
Yes, okay, let's have Pete on a horse.
This next season, Pete falls off a horse.
I think that just... That the... what was I going to say? Oh yeah, ever since like the time of like season 5, I think it is, like... Don like hits the elevator button and the elevator opens and there's like some kind of malfunction and there's like an empty elevator shaft.
That's such a cool moment.
And I've like literally now every time like since then every time the elevator opens I'm just like, is this the time everyone's gonna fall down the elevator shaft? Which is so dumb of me, but like I can't. I'm just getting nervous about it now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
Like, scary thing.
Yeah, it's funny because I mean it's just. The nature of the show is just impossible to predict.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, really, any, like, when we were coming into this finale, I'm like, literally anything could happen almost. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, it ended, and it's like, well, Don's fired, Peggy's creative director,
yeah.
P- Pete's and these characters are going to California, and Pete's mother would die at sea. It's like, okay,
oh,
you know.
We're like, okay. Yeah, Peggy and Ted imploded.
Yeah.
Much like we...
I could see Ted hanging himself after a nice speech from Don.
Yeah, that could have gone very poorly.
Yeah,
but it did for Peggy. So,
yeah, speaking of Ted, we haven't mentioned him very much, but
yeah,
he was amazing.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's like I hated Ted so much because you first see him as like Don's shitty rival.
Yeah,
who is just the worst, and you're like, nah, fucking. And that's back when like you know SCDP is really scrappy, and you're like, nah, underdog shit. Fuck you, Ted.
Yeah.
But no, Ted's great.
Yeah, he was great.
Except like right at the end when he's the worst.
Over Peggy,
yeah. I feel like it was kind of interesting how they explored him and Don as kind of like two sides of the same coin.
Because
yeah.
it's like the answer being like, they're the same person or they're entirely the different person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they opposites or identical or what makes them different? And it's like, I think it was like, they're very different but they want the same thing is what was kind of landed on.
And they're both trying to be the same thing. I think they
both
have
okay.
the same
yeah.
like ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And but their theories on getting there are completely different.
And the essential person that they are
is
also like
different.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, God, but yeah, the like Elizabeth Moss's like delivery of the
like
how
Don.
Nice it must be to have choices.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
The worst because I feel like it made me so sad. She was so good. Like the whole thing about like them just like stripping her agency away from her. Like it was like I like last season was such a like I'm gonna move away from Don. Like I'm gonna do my own thing. And you were like, yay, go get it, girl. But then it was like, no, now I'm like her choice was stripped away when she had to like be back at Sterling Cooper, and
mm-hmm.
then it was stripped away.
Which was
again.
Also just such a brilliant like, oh, that's how Peggy's still
yeah.
on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like I felt like just this year was a lot of them like taking choices away from her,
mm-hmm.
which sucked. It was so sad to see her like feel like she was powerless.
Yeah.
That was our so I think I'm so excited for her to be like in charge. I'm probably not really that in charge, but in charge.
Yeah, and it was really sad how Ted and Peggy like started with something that was like, oh, maybe I shit that.
Yeah.
And then him just really not treating her well.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like Ted, like, they kind of, the whole season was like, is he Don, is he not? And it was almost like he had to leave California because otherwise he would become Don. Because
mm-hmm.
he's like cheating on his wife, he's like treating Peggy horribly. He's like, there's that one scene where he's like lying in bed with his wife, like looking at the ceiling. I'm just like, yeah, maybe it's good you leave, like, get far away from Don. Like,
don't become Don.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, it's actually like, if Don went to California, it wouldn't help him. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
It would, like, for a month or two, like,
yeah.
he'd be good for a little while, and then he'd start, you know, just all collapse again. But maybe Ted can salvage his shit. We don't know. I don't know.
He has kids that he seems to love and care about
yeah.
and actively participate with more than Don did.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
same with his wife. Like, he seemed more honest with his wife
mm-hmm.
than Don was.
Yeah, he barely cheated on her with Peggy.
Barely.
And he felt really bad
cheated.
About it after he totally did.
He's got that plane.
He's got a plane. What else do you need?
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff, that was crazy. And then I began being really into, like, Peggy being with Stan, because he's the
yeah.
only,
of
like,
course.
Good person.
Yeah.
A really good dude for her on that
he's,
show.
Like, Stan's a good dude. Like,
yeah,
that's... There's no one else on that show who's a good dude.
He's such a good dude.
Maybe Roger.
Roger's
but like,
but he's
Roger's
like
kind of a
terrible.
Shitty dude. But
yeah,
he's an awesome dude, but he's like so shitty.
Morally, yeah, he's not.
Pretty
good.
Terrible.
He's like,
yeah.
Stan seems like a good dude.
He's a good dude, and I hope that if they don't get together, at least their best friendship of ever
yeah.
continues.
This whole series has been me wanting Peggy to get everything she wants, and then her being with men who are so shitty for her.
Oh, I know.
I know that she even needs a man, but just like every
like,
man
yeah,
she's
yeah.
with, I'm just like, why are you with him? You're awesome. Like.
You're though.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are we dating more? It's from Spring Awakening.
You know what I want for the future? This is I don't know, I just thought of this. I want Matt Weiner to then do another TV show, and it's like in the modern day, and it's whatever, and then you like realize incrementally that it's like a sequel series.
It's
like it can be about completely different stuff, but like yeah, no, actually about their kids. I want like third season like a throwaway line about like the main character and his like he's like yeah, I never knew my parents, and then he's like gradually like revealing like that he's Peggy and Pete's kid. That's what I want.
Oh my god, yeah, I just want to see what happens to Peggy and Pete's kid.
Yeah.
So if that happens, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably likely.
So yes, I think so.
Gonna
I think
happen.
So.
Yeah. Oh my god. But yeah, I just want
Batman
everything to work out. Like,
Mad Men University.
Oh, wait, I want a Mad Men University.
No, Mad Men 80s, because if there's anything that 80s Don Draper has shown us, it's that the only thing that keeps the show from being, like, a ridiculous farce is that the 60s has a lot of clout as a decade where respectable things happen, or, like, important shit happens. If this was, like, the 80s or 90s, it'd be, like, the
biggest fucking Oh, I want 90s Mad Men in such a big way. Him selling Game Boy Colors left and right.
Fucking, they have the meeting with Nintendo. Trying to figure out Pokemon.
How am I supposed to... Pokemon?
You gotta catch them all. Not some of them. You gotta catch them all.
These kids, they don't want just one of them. They don't want two. They don't want Charmander. They don't want Squirtle. They don't want Bulbasaur. They want them all. And we're gonna help them catch them.
And then like they talk about, and then there's like some big poignant moment where it's like they announce like there's more Pokemon being grabs, and someone's like, wait, I don't get it, and then Don or 80s Don goes like, of course that's the point. There's always gonna be more. You can't really catch them all.
And then like his beeper goes off, and he has to.
That's not how the world works.
Oh, my mistress is beeping me and like leaves.
This pitch is like as well received as the wheel and like, the carousel, and everyone just like runs out crying. Like,
we're just like, oh wow.
The only way you can catch them all is if everyone stops caring.
And then we're done.
Can we? Okay, so I like that idea now. That's a thing. That's
90s,
a thing.
90s Don Draper.
90s Pokemon Don Draper.
Pokemon Don Draper.
Pokemon Draper.
Oh my god. Salad acid wash jeans, like he knows how to do it.
Yep.
I would definitely watch 90s Mad Men.
Yep.
what a cool season.
Totally. Do we have anything else to discuss about Mad Men at this moment? I mean, I'm sure we would eventually think of more things, but like, I think this was a good Mad Men chat. Cool.
Yeah.
So Dexter comes back, like, is it back this week?
Yeah, this weekend.
Do we want to do that?
I would be down.
Yeah, I have to catch up with the end of last season. I know what happened, but I just didn't watch the last season.
Because I think, like, even if it's not as good as Mad Men or Game of Thrones, it's still the last season of Dexter. I think there will be a lot to discuss.
Definitely.
Oh,
here's kind of a last point, actually, and this is, we can end on, like, a Mad Men-y thing, which is, like, and this is very reductive and stupid, probably, but, like, I think Jack posted a blog about Homeland a while back, and he kind of was just about how the show's all about truth. And I just got to thinking, like, that he was completely right, and I was, like, wondering what other shows can be reduced to, like, one-word theme if you had to. And for, like, I kind of realized, so Breaking Bad I thought was about choice, and Game of Thrones I thought was about power, and Dexter I think is about identity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So is the Mad Men, is there that simple a thing for Mad Men that it's, like, none of those are actually right.
Is
like,
it
those
about
are all...
self? Like, is it about, like, your sense of self and,
like
other people's sense of self, like, of yourself and, like, what that means to you and how that's
perceived?
Is that
the same as
identity? I don't know, because I think, I guess.
Maybe it's about, like, three things.
Maybe Mad Men has changed. I mean, I know this season was a lot about it, but kind of in general it is, though. Like the whole series has kind of been, like,
I mean,
can
Don
60s. And a lot of other characters, like, can, well, especially Don, can he keep up with the times? Like, is he going to become a dinosaur? Can he ever, like, get over his issues?
Yeah.
And a lot of other characters are trying to change, like, Peggy's trying to move up in the world and trying to change the status quo.
That's actually might be it. Because, like, I think it's actually a thing about, like, some other stuff, too, is, like, it's about, like, change or die, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta kind of, like, adapt or die.
Yeah.
So. Might be it.
Okay.
I can think of worse things.
Yeah.
Might be, or it's about Pete. It's just
about stairs.
Stairs.
It's right, bro.
Balance. It's about balance.
If I had to.
And a lack of balance.
It's about this.
Grace. Grace is the one. Okay. Who has the most grace? Okay. So that was Mad Men Season 6 and general Mad Men discussion fun times.
Woo!
That went way better than the Buffy retrospective.
Was that just tears?
That was us, like, restating things that we'd said about Buffy first, like, and, like, having no passion about it and being really tired, and then we just, like, never put it up because it was supportive. It was.
Oh,
no, it's all good. This was good. Mad Men. We will be around to talk about more movies in the near future. We might see White House Down. We also really easily might not see White House Down. And there's other stuff. I know we're, like, going places in the, like, next weekend, so it might be a little up in the air. But, you know, we'll be around. Lone Ranger review, probably. Like, I'm seeing that. So.
I'd be able to see that.
Yeah, okay. And then, hopefully Dexter discussion, cool. And then way later in the summer, definitely Breaking Bad discussion, because we can't not.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was the post-Sterling Cooper Draper Price, Cutler Gleason Shaw and Partners, and Campbell and Olsen and all that shit. podcast. I'm Michael Chasen. I was here, Cameron Evans, Morgan Ludich, and it will be our distinct pleasure to talk to you next time.
Bye.